you know, phone etiquette is kind of important. You can actually see what you're dealing with phone etiquette. If you got people trying to rent something, you just look for the pattern. Their phone etiquette tells you everything you need to know. I'm sure there's such a thing as text etiquette as well. A person's history should be getting better. In other words, past mistakes should be getting better and better, not worse and worse. You should be learning from your mistakes. If you're not learning from your mistakes, what's the whole purpose of being here? Like I said in that other video, labor. You're down here and you labor by the sweat of your brow, right? The woman goes into labor. She's birthing a child. Pain and childbearing, the Bible says. Adam, by the sweat of your brow. The birthing process. And notice the earth, when Adam and Eve fell, the earth reflected back the fall. The weeds, the tares, the goats and the sheep. The earth plane reflected back the fall of Adam and Eve. Night and day. There used to be a mist over the earth. Then it started raining after the flood. But I'm pretty sure somewhere in Genesis 10 or somewhere in there that Noah came through the flood. He reversed the curse on the earth, you know. Things were so bad before the flood. It got so bad that they were having a bunch of trouble on this planet with storms and stuff. It's been a while since I read it and thought about it, but just look out in front of you. The second law of thermodynamics, you know, when there's a new heaven and new earth, you're going to see something different. All the rain, all the storms, all the wind, all the tornadoes, all the hurricanes. Everything around you is a reflection of the turmoil in the heart of mankind. Everything that happens is a reflection. You know, the Bible says you reap what you sow. So we believe that, right? The Bible says you reap what you sow. Now, is that spiritually? Is that physically? Is that mentally? Is that emotionally? Is that psychologically? Is it in the soul, in the heart, the will, the emotions, the intellect? Yes, you reap what you sow. It has to be across the board. Is it in the natural plane? Is it also in the natural plane? Yes. A lot of ways people hide from the reap what you sow consequences is they marry somebody or yoke up with somebody who covers them. They're doing right. They're the narcissist. The only way the narcissist can hide from the reap what you sow is somebody else gets in the way of it, you know? Somebody else covers them, covers their insanity. You reap what you sow. So if you reap what you sow, that's a reflection. Does Adam and Eve reap what they sowed? Yeah. Does mankind reap what he sows? Yeah. What do you think about all the storms? What do you think about all the bad stuff that happens? People die. Trees fall on people. Wild animals attack people. There ain't no coincidence. Sorry. There ain't no coinky dink in this world. That's why if you have somebody attacking you, don't attack back and let God say, Lord, I'll let you take vengeance and see what happens. It won't be long before, if you just let it ride, it might take a year. It might take a year, but you'll see a result. You'll see a result. A lot of people try to tell you what to do in your life, or they try to influence you, right? But they're not thinking about the reap what you sow, because they don't have faith and they don't know the Bible and they don't know this reality. So they want you to do something, get involved in something that you shouldn't get involved in, but they're involved in. And you don't know what they're reaping, but usually they're reaping something pretty bad. They got involved in something and they're reaping it. But you'll never know it. They'll never tell you. If you just meditate on how this reality is working and all, and what the Bible says, and how it applies across the board, you'll realize. If mankind came from the earth, if God made man from the ground, from the earth, why in the world would they want to go to Mars, by the way? But if God made man from the earth, don't you think the earth and man are connected in the natural? I used to laugh when they'd say, well, it's a full moon, people act crazy. I used to laugh at that. Because I was just reading my Bible, you know. And trusting the Bible, and I still do. But God allowed me to see that it's all connected. If He created heaven and earth. He gives you what you only can understand. You're actually only able to understand the earth because that's what you are. You know, they got these rock creatures. They just rock creature, the Fantastic Four. Well, you're a rock creature. You got minerals in your body. I'm not saying the witches are right about, or the New Age people are right about everything, but one thing they were right about is we came from the earth. Our medicine's from the earth. Even in Revelation it says the leaves are the healing of the land. If you don't have electrolytes in your body, you're going to pass out. You'll have a heart attack. If you're working on a roof and you don't have electrolytes, it ain't going to be fun, because I've experienced it. Where do electrolytes come from? The earth. The Bible makes it clear, when a land is blessed, they have rain. When a land is under a curse, there's no rain. If you take all the data points and look at it from a big perspective, you're going to see even the moon, like back to the moon. Yeah, I used to laugh at that, about the full moon thing. But there's studies. The hospitals are more full. There's accidents. I see some crazy stuff with rideshare every time there's a full moon. I see people acting stupid. I mean, really, there's something to it. When you really do the meditation and the studies and the contemplation, you'll start to see things that some denominations will call you crazy, but you know it's true.